朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
神父，我们每个人都有一定时间， 每一个地方的美食，可是我们每个人都聊得特别的欢喜。亚洲每一个地方的美食，所以说时间就浪费之后，以为是参与微信啊，然后是为了浪费生命的微信啊，生命自己的微信，每一个环境都是我们来经历它的得到它的机会。生前是怎么了？经历是怎么了？反正就是给我们埋有许多的未得之处，是关系不是都不是这样子的？那你看我们在今天讲的快递快递，这是这么大的一个题目，我们很少讲。内心穿越了，包一块事情非常的你都发表了。哎呀，我们有这个经历，有那个经历，有这个活动，有那个服饰，但是最重要的事情我们从头过来。We have experience, and experience is actually the activity is the most important thing we can do. 请问我们有哪些事情比这个服饰更重要 ？What is more important than you being right now?如果当你要做所有的活动，打排球、打篮球、打什么球，但是不准备呼吸，你要怎么做 ？Let's go and put all sorts of sports, all these activities, basketball, volleyball, but you see, you can't breathe. We don't want. 我们常常把不可少的事情当不可以少。A lot of time we neglect the one thing that we cannot do without. 所以我们是常常活得像个死人，难以死下。So we look like one that's dead, and we look like we're dead. 因为我们跟生命脱节。Because we're separated from life.甚至连看葡萄树也是这样 ，the branch apart from the vine is the same。我们连看树也是这样，我们不能结果。Apart from the Lord, we're still not good。我们正常基督徒的生活都没办法过不顺结果。We should even live a normal Christian life without not the sin that bears fruit。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果这三天的聚会结束的时候，我们至少知道有一件事情是非常重要的。And let's certainly that at the conclusion of these meetings, we can come to a conclusion that there's one thing that is very important. 是我人生的下半场 the second half of the making of my life. 从今天晚上开始，你到圣主之前，叫做我们人生的下半场。A lot of important to see Jesus is the beginning of my life.我们的人生下半场要过不一样的生活，大家看我们能为了这份好，好，我们希望我们活在基督所命定的最上好的生活。We pray that we're living in the realm of God's greatest blessings, for the Lord is in me. That we may live in Christ, 在主里面是完全不同的境界。That the Lord we will be in a completely different realm, 不同的性质 ，completely different nature, 不同的结局 ，completely different end. 一个是枯干了 ，one is withered away, 一个没有用丢到火里的生命。He hears what he sends the prophet.The other one is to bear fruit and more fruit. Don't be darned. That the Father may be glorified and the man may be blessed. And everyone will indeed say you are the disciples of the Lord. 是不是在说要延长生命的秘诀 ？This verse says the secret of prolonging life.在于我们不浪费时间 ，is not wasting our time， 用来追求那最好的事情 ，use it to pursue the very best。我们每一个人可以延长自己的生命 ，not one of us to prolong our days。但是，是不是告诉我们延长生命的秘诀，不是在于不是不认识的增加 ？The version tells us that the increasing of your life, the length of your life, is not increasing your day， 而是在于价值的增加。Value. Dr. Brother Ernest in his book, he talks about the book, one day as a thousand years, one day as a year. Brother Ernest this morning also said that First Peter, the Lord sees a thousand years, the day of day is a thousand years. 神这么伟大，千年真的就像一天。And God is so great that a thousand years is just like a day. 一日如千年，真的话的价值。But a day is like a thousand years, speaks of the word of God. 神让我们都好好的来数去，记住，记住，记住，记住。So let's just pursue, pursue, pursue the Lord. 今天晚上我们要从保罗的教导和保罗的书信来看住在基督里。And tonight we're going to come and look at the issue of the believing Christ through Paul's teachings. 第一个是住在基督里的就是主耶稣。And the very first person that talked about believing Christ was Jesus. 他用这么好的例子。And he's such a wonderful example. 圣经里面记载的里面讲最多住在基督里的是约翰。And John is the one that talks about this term of believing Christ the most.而且圣经里面讲 in Christ 在基督里讲最多的就是我们保罗弟兄。The term in Christ, Paul used that term the most. 我们今天晚上已经讲过了 ，by in Christ 就是三个字嘛，一次最重要。I review everyone of in Christ, which is the most important. In Christ, the third Christ, by and the fourth Christ, 就在基督里。好的，所以今天我们读了这么多保罗所说的在基督里，在基督里。And when we read Paul's epistles, we see the term in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. 我们都把它带 是主观，但是经历一种住在基督里。And when you bring in yourself just experiences and some body and time, 太丰富了，我只能够很简单的把它 summarize， 把它总结成五个点。Come on, the words are so rich, I can't summarize it. The Bible is speaking all kinds of stuff. God allows you allow to be able to keep going until 12 o'clock.
但是我想问，让大家好好住在基督里，我还是准时结束啊。第一件事情，
我觉得说起来，在基督里 ，in Christ， 我们全是的，
全部都是领主所
的，你全都是属灵。就这边请大家注意吧，在基督里，我们已经全得到了所有属灵的祝福。
No, then, sister, in Christ, we've already received all the spiritual blessings.
但是这些客观的应许、客观的祝福，能不能成为我们主观的经历？以至于我们住在基督里
，all this just the truth, depends on whether we successfully abide in Christ.
我们今天只能够经常吸取，基本上每一点只能挑一撇。
I only put the one verse that it takes the heart the most.
那并不代表保罗只讲这个一点点，
他说讲的太多了。是因为 this only verse that Paul talks about is actually written in many many different scriptures.
你看，从首诗第一章第三节。
Ephesians 1:3.
在这里说到，我们起来读，愿神在归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
好，我们就读到这里吧。
神在基督里是什么福气给我们？
The blessings God given us in Christ.
天上的，
各样的 ，every spirit
属灵的，是的。神已经给了，已经给了。
And on this authority, he gave it to us.
你看你们都大家都没有笑容嘛，这表示我们是不来的。
And only smiling means you don't believe what I just told you.
我如果现在把你的分析灯一直给你看，你多多增加的1 million.
If I show your bank account that your savings are up by 1 million,
oh,
no, it's not. I trust you, things will look different.
太累了，醒过来了，
没有
时间。
That one day I could get on the plane and come to America.
因为我小的时候看一些这个红叶 少年棒球队跟后来台南的巨人棒球队，全部就应该坐飞机到美国说，好羡慕。
And I watch his little league from Taiwan to be able to learn the play baseball.
然后我们家从前我根本不想到有一天可以坐飞机到美国。
We were actually impoverished in a way, and we never imagined that we could get on a plane to America.
直到有一天终于坐进飞机的时候，感觉真好。
And then one day I was sitting on a plane, and said, wow, this was cool.
飞机里
就是 all the actually sitting on the plane, 我是有人吃。
就像我们住在基督里，享受十岁，享受的时候，把我们带到带到永世。
We are fasting, we know the Lord, we know the Lord, and then before we know it, we return.
所以当我们在基督里的时候，我们一定要知道我们拥有这一切，所有的都是我们的。
So while we're in Christ, we understand all things that we possess are ours.
我们要去经历它，一定要很谦卑，甚至我们已经上不好意思吃。
And don't feel the police are on your side. That's wrong.
It's all yours. You have to have a coat that you're getting a coat.
You ask for a piece of coat, open your coat.
And I don't know, you take some candy out.
Today you can ask for anything.
We're going to have a situation that they will buy you a man with a coat.
And every time we go out to eat, we're both don't drink.
I'll get back at you and talk about
it. Oh, boy.
But this is all my fear. This is the business. Thanks for doing it.
And this is the class.
I give us so little to do.
He's given us anything.
关键是在于我们有没有用信心与我们所听见的道交合。
No matter whether we believe or we've heard the faith,
所以它有多少的规则是第一小心的应许等候我们去发现。
There's so much more in the land and the promises than we have not even heard.
所以上帝当告诉我们神的应许，无论有多少，基督耶稣里都是是的，基督他也都是是的。
And he tells us that no matter what promises we have in Christ, they are all yes.
曾经有一个很有名的人，他是专门这个艺术品的收藏家。
And there was a pretty famous guy. He collects artwork.
我那本这个新历史的笔记，大家说我一下子忘记他名字了。很成就的时候，就他的成绩死掉了。
He was still very young and he was doing really well in his career and he's a long
time. 所以他就是孩子一起准备的事情，他自己就过了很多年。
So he lived many days with his own son.
那么后来他这个独生的儿子就会有居然英年早逝。
And sadly his son also passed away.
好像是非常非常的难过，虽然没有多久他也去世。
So he was extremely sad and not much longer after that.
所以当他去世的时候，全世界艺术品的收藏家全部都感到他所做的成绩，尤其是收藏的很好的这个艺术品。
And he passed away, all his artwork was going to be sold to all the collectors. All the collectors
were going to get the chance to get the chance.
Everybody wanted to be able to buy something really good for the auction.
所以当那天到的时候，在拍卖的时候，那个拍卖的人说，这个主人留下一个遗嘱，在我们拍卖自己以前，先有一幅画要卖。
And the auctioneer said that the owner left the will. He says before we began to make the auction, there's one particular artwork that he wants to sell.
It's a very simple artwork. It's just a
picture of his son. It's a very simple artwork. It's just a picture of his son.
That is not a modern artwork. It's just a modern artwork.
It was not drawn by anyone famous. It was just any ordinary artist. No one cared about this artwork. They were just talking to each other in their coffee.
所以卖了几次没有卖出去以后还降价。
So a couple of times auctioneer was making announcements, and nobody wanted to buy, so he brought the cost down.
降价降到一定的地步的时候，有个老板叫他买。
And the price actually came down low enough that all the gentlemen said.
是这个死掉的儿子从小的管家跟他这个照顾他长大。
And this old gentleman actually was the caregiver of his child in that farm.
所以当这个老先生把这个花瓶买走的时候，
And this elderly gentleman bought a particular artwork. And he said, I want to buy the artwork. I want to buy the artwork.
And what was
I
going to do with
the his longer the story. You have to do that you can just sit down for my little earth the and the father's will was that anyone who purchased this culture, all that I
have,
belonged to him. So it is easier to be everybody that was there lost, and they'll all be great. Nobody knew.
整个世界圣经上就像一个 open field 在他的面前。Because the world was an open field for Esau, and he was hunting for
them. 都是个，
He got this, he got that, but at the very end he was
fancy.
He got home to the same one length of a couple level suit. He was slick as first ball.
But I pray that this message tonight will challenge every single one of you,
particularly those who are talking about the thing of the city, the thing of
the city, the thing of the city, the thing of the city, the thing of the city, the thing of the city, the thing of
the city, the thing of the flesh and the pride of this life. It's not from the Lord.
There will actually be a decision to put it on.
The man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
Esau 贪恋世俗
，so Esau loved the things of the world，
他卖了他自己的名
声 ，he sold his
treasures，
他的所有 ，he did not want his treasures，
那个这个抽象
，that's too far，
但是遥不可及
，he not even found his
own， 那么他最好，
我的梦中是有天赋，
这份爱心之好
，this love I want，
哦，这个钱财真好
，this money I want，
这个升迁的机会太好了
，this opportunity promotion I want，
这个剧中之乐太好了
，this one I haven't seen。
我们就卖掉了那个
账。And then we sold the first one.
然后后来后悔的时候，圣经上告诉我们。
And then we regret the betrayal.
当然在主的面前，这个懊悔到这个哭嚎失求都得不到我父亲的祝福。
And he was crying bitterness. He did not receive the blessing from his father.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望主在这里激励我们。
Our worship leader, the Lord, will encourage us.
上个礼拜引用 Richard Post 的一句话。他说：“父亲是这个时代的证据。”
And last week I used a quote from Richard Foster that we shall curse this situation.
大家现在有没有听到？上个礼拜大家都听到了。
All young people, last week we worked together. Did you hear what I said?
父亲是这个时代的证据。
Being shallow is the curse of the generation.
不够深，
不够深，
不够成熟，不够老练。
We're not certain. We're not experienced enough.
那天我帮他加了一句话，我说忙碌也是这个时代的证据。
And I also added to what he said that busyness is also the curse.
也就是忙碌的忙碌，都是这个时代的证据。
Particularly being busy without me.
我们天天去一个 open field， 一个 skillful hunter 就出去打猎。
Skillful hunter will pursue after all things in the world.
我想到我们把最重要的东西。
And yet we forgot what was most important.
就是我们真的是要主耶稣今天开我们的眼睛，看见在基督里我们得到的是这个世界不能给我们。
但是 we pray that the Lord will arise and we have something that the world cannot give us.
Doctor Cox 说我们所追求的是我们看不见的。
Doctor Cox tells us that was merely seeing the things that are unseen，
不是追求那看得见的。
That things that are seen，
所以今天所有看得见的东西，希望我们都变成了一个直觉。
So anything that you can see， you need to have some words。
我会不会为了这个看得见，让我损失了那看不见
？For the sake of this that you see， would it cause you to lose
the creation？
And do I sacrifice that I would not be without the things that I can?
我会不会为了这个短暂的而牺牲了那个永恒的
？The things that are temporal, I've lost the things that are eternal.
第二件事情，在基督里面，我们承受丰盛的生命。
And suddenly in Christ, we receive this abundance of life.
哎，刚才我们唱这首诗歌，我们都不舍得。
When we sing the song, we realize that
we have been to see the 圣经，若有人在基督里怎么样
？If any man be Christ,
他就是新造的人
，is a new creation，
旧事已过
，the old has passed away，
一切都变成新的
，all has become new。
啊，第二层我们多么心碎的事情都不是。
And all we long that anything will be continued，
因为于是我们如果有过去一些很不好的历史、经验。
Any old histories and things in the past，
不管是伤心的、受苦的、犯罪的、惨不忍睹的，我们都不想接受。
Whether the things are cruel, the things are wrong, the things that hurt us, all these things we want to forget.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。